From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Roxanne Roberts, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. And thank you all. All right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT if you'd like to play our games on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Jim from South Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm fine. Well, what do you do there in South Burlington?
Well, I'm a police officer in a neighboring community and an author.
An author?
An author.
What do you write about?
Well, believe it or not, I write history books.
Do you really?
Really.
That doesn't seem fair somehow. Jim, it's very nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jim's topic?
Colonial Williamsburg is so yesterday.
Since we don't have time machines, the next best thing are these living history museums. But watching some actress churn butter or some IT guy dressed up like Lord Darkblade of Dorkwad at the Renaissance Fair, it just gets old, if you'd excuse the expression. So our panelists are going to tell you about three remarkable new proposals for living history museums we've heard, where you'll be able to experience a time and place that we didn't know that people would pay money to experience. Only one of them has actually been proposed, though. Your job is to pick the real one. Ready to play?
I'm sure all three will be great.
Well, here we go. The first story comes from Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Vladislav, you've just won the Ukrainian National Vodka Swilling Contest. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Gulag World!
Igor Shpetkov, the mayor of Vorkuta, an old coal town in the Siberian Arctic, has announced that he would be recapturing the town's history as a slave labor camp in what he calls an effort in extreme tourism. Tourists attending his mock labor camp will get the full Stalinist experience, including bad food, wooden bunk beds, and guard dogs. Americans can stay here, Mayor Shpetkov said. We will give them a chance to escape.
You've read the Gulag Archipelago. Now you can live it.
That's nice.
At a Gulag vacation camp. Your next story of a package tour to the past comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
In 1947, D.W. Washburn of Roanoke, Virginia, suffered what is known as a lying-in-the-road death. Having drunk too much on a cold night, he lay on the warm asphalt and was run over. This was not at all like him. To preserve his memory in the proper light, his descendants have turned his home into the D.W. Washburn Bed, Breakfast, and Museum. For $68, you can spend the night surrounded by portraits of and tributes to Armistead as prominent attorney, legislator, and commentator on the Book of Ruth, and by his extensive collection of stuffed squirrels. For $100 more, you can wear his clothes and pretend to be him. At 8 p.m. in his smoking jacket, you may feel transported to a more gracious time. At midnight, in his pajamas, you may long for the highway.
A chance to not only visit a certain gentleman's home, but to become him. And your last story of a place where the future never happened comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Tourists to Versailles, France, now have an alternative to the grandeur of the famous palace. Historian Jacques Letourneau created the 1789 experience, which allows visitors to live the last 3 hours of a French aristocrat during the Revolution. Letourneau has converted a farm outside the small town into a historically accurate 18th century prison and execution ground. For 100 euros, tourists are dressed in heavy period clothing and housed in a Spartan cell where a citizen repeats their biography and charges against them. A priest hears their last confession, a servant serves a last glass of wine, and they are then stripped to a dressing gown and forced to climb the steps of a guillotine. The experience ends when the guillotine drops, which is rigged to fall without actually harming the participants.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It can all be yours for 200 euros. All right. Let's review your choices, Jim. From Charlie Pierce, the story of a man who wants to set up a site of an old gulag as a historical tourist destination. From Roy Blunt, Jr., the story of a particular inn where not only do you get to enjoy a gentleman's possessions, you get to act as if you were he. And from Roxanne Roberts, a chance for anyone to pretend they were a aristocrat in the French Revolution in the tumbril going to their death. What fun. Which of these is a real story of a proposed historical reenactment for tourists?
I don't know. You had me going with the one in Virginia there until you mentioned the French.
Really?
Yeah, they'll do anything.
All right, so are you then choosing? You're going to choose Roxanne's story? You're going to be...
I'll regret this probably if I'm wrong. My wife, you know, we bought a new answering machine and everything.
Oh. Counting your Carls before the hatch. You're going to go with the French. You're going to go with Roxanne's story of a chance to be executed.
I'd go.
In the Reign of Terror. Well, things must be bleak in Vermont. All right. Your choice, then, is Roxanne's story of a recreation of the Reign of Terror with you being the terrified. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to a historian who is eminently familiar with the real thing.
It's very hard to imagine anybody wanting to go to a gulag museum in which you were allegedly living like people lived in the gulag. That would presumably mean having them live in temperatures at minus 50 degrees with no boots and so on. I didn't see it working.
That was Anne Applebaum, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book Gulag, A History, being vaguely appalled at the prospect of setting up a new gulag as a tourist destination, which has, in fact, been proposed for this town in Siberia. I'm so sorry, but as you now know, Charlie had the right answer.
I'm crushed.
I'm so sorry, Jim, but in fact, you did not win our game. But you did earn a point for Roxanne.
Next best thing.
And what's interesting to me is Roxanne said to me before the show, she told me what it was going to be, and she said, you know, I'd go if this were real. Roxanne, you found your soulmate.
I absolutely would go. I would be fascinated.
I'll check the airfares.
Good luck, and if anybody sets this up having heard this show, well then, I'm sure you guys will be first in line. Thank you so much for calling us, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.